This week's InterVarsity podcast is courtesy of the Moody Broadcasting Network and Primetime America.
If you want to see what heaven looks like, you may just catch a glimpse of it in Canada this week. Because what's going on there is the 8th IFES World Assembly. IFES stands for the International Fellowship of Evangelical Students. And it's international to an extreme. One of those delegates who will be attending the assembly, which starts today, is InterVarsity USA President Alec Hill.
InterVarsity started in the U.S. in about 1941, but if you go back to 1919, there was a movement started in the U.K., in Britain, and students at Oxford got together students from Cambridge, and hence the name InterVarsity is British because varsity is a British term. And throughout those decades, student movements were forming in Sweden and China and France. And in 1947, these indigenous movements decided that it would be best to form a federation of sorts. And so they all met at Harvard. There were 10 nations at that point represented. And they came together and formed the International Fellowship of Evangelical Students, IFES. And today there are over 150 nations involved. So this gathering every 4 years is in Canada this year, and I'm very excited. Last time my roommate was from Israel, and just hanging around people from Swaziland and Borneo, and I mean, it's an unbelievable group of Christian believers.
As you can tell, that excited Alec Hill. He was at the World Assembly 4 years ago in Holland. He's excited that it's back in North America. So is Jerry Rodman, the president of InterVarsity Canada, who is hosting this assembly just outside of Toronto. It's no small matter hosting people from over 150 countries. As she says, the World Assembly looks a little like the UN.
Every 4 years, the IFES movement has a gathering. You know, we're almost like the United Nations as a movement in that we have a gathering of our member movements for really a general business meeting. So, I mean, there's actually a corporation meeting within this meeting. So any worldwide business and worldwide commitments that we're making, we actually have a meeting of the member movements to vote on. That's sort of the inside part. Then around that, which to me becomes the whole spiritual, visionary, emotional, strategic end, is for us to be encouraged by how the movement's growing and then be challenged to grow further. There's three parts to the World Assembly. One part is that we're hearing from the Word of God what God is saying to us in moving forward. We have the business part. And in the evening, we actually understand how does the Word of God impact some of the major global issues today. So we're dealing with HIV and AIDS, and one of the evenings we're dealing with racial reconciliation, and then the climate change. So we have a fellow who's a Christian who's been on the UN Council of Climate Change from Britain.
Those events at the World Assembly, the parliamentary-type business meeting, Bible teaching, adaptation of the Word to the world, and all-around encouragement unite the cross-section of the worldwide followers of Christ. The IFES is purely an umbrella organization. InterVarsity USA and Canada and student movements around the world all operate as their own country entities. That's why this quadrennial event is so exciting for the country's delegates. Leading the U.S. delegation at the World Assembly, Alec Hill, Ivy USA president, said even the housing at the assembly is designed to promote unity.
We're staying in a college dorm, and so I will be assigned, for example, a roommate who I don't know from what country, and we will be fellowshipping together, praying together. Of course, there'll be large plenaries and there are a lot of workshops. The great joy for me is you think about Revelation 7 and gathered in front of the throne are all these tribes and nations and tongues, and that's exactly what World Assembly is like. At Holland 4 years ago, Westerners were clearly in the minority, and it was just a joy to be with brothers and sisters who were doing student ministry around the world, and their zeal, their excitement. I mean, I had lunch with the director from Guatemala, and then I'm sitting across the table from a woman from Eritrea, and of course, it's a very different experience if you're in Eritrea, which is a largely Muslim country, than it would be, say, if you're from Peru, which is a largely Catholic country. And so the contextualization of these countries, when we come together, I learn so much and glean so much from their experiences. And, of course, it humbles me because I realize comparatively how much easier it is to do ministry in the United States than in many countries around the world.
That easiness that Alex speaks of that is so often experienced in the West for Christians means that Jerry Rodman and the hosting Canadian delegation sees a purpose for themselves in the World Assembly.
We're coming as learners as a country in North America. I think sometimes we think we know it all. And we're really kind of posturing ourselves as a learning movement. And we want to see the stories of the gospel, much in the southern hemisphere, I think, that is just going forward under great sacrifice, under great challenges and obstacles. And, you know, we're just seeing, you know, in the Latin American church and the Latin American InterVarsity movement, in the African movement, there's just great leaps and bounds of the gospel going forward in very difficult settings. So we're really asking God that he would sort of set ourselves aflame with some of this stuff, that we'd really catch a vision, that we wouldn't be dogged by postmodernism and tolerance and relativism and, you know, the kinds of stuff that you keep repeatedly here, both in Canada and the U.S., as sort of issues that we, you know, can't get around or above. But that there would be such a conviction of the gospel in our hearts that we'll just take risks of abandon with the gospel. It was interesting to watch our staff listen to some of the leaders in Africa and in East Asia and hear the stories of how the gospel and some of the obstacles they're having to see the gospel go forward. You know, our staff are just wide-eyed.
That wide-eyedness kicks into full gear as 700 followers of Jesus Christ, leaders of national student ministries, travel from 152 countries and come together for the 8th International Fellowship of Evangelical Students World Assembly just outside of Toronto, Canada, tonight. The assembly runs through July 19th. For Primetime America, I'm Sam Sundin.